السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، باب ليس المؤمن بالطعان. There are two words that we find in the hadith: طعان and لعان. So طعان is from طعن, which literally means to stab, meaning to criticize and abuse someone, hurt someone's feelings, to say something bad to someone. And la'an is to curse someone. La'na means to distance somebody from mercy. Yeah? When we say la'an Allah, this is a prayer, a dua, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance this person from his mercy. This is the meaning of la'nat. This is a very serious dua against someone. Okay? And you shouldn't excessively use la'n. Okay? It's haram to do la'nat of a Muslim. Or if we can do la'nat generally against those who die without iman, or if you know regarding an individual that they definitely died without iman, like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, then it's permissible to do la'an against them. But even then, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not to curse excessively. Okay. عن سالم بن عبد الله قال ما سمعت عبد الله لاعنا أحدا قط ليس إنسانا. سالم, the son of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, says in relation to his father that I never heard my father Abdullah curse anyone, whether it be an animal, not even if it's not a human, yeah, like an animal or anything. وكان سالم يقول قال عبد الله بن عمر قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يكون لعانا. That he relates from his father that he said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is not appropriate for a believer to be one who curses. It's not for a believer to be one who curses others. In the next hadith as well, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا يحب الفاحش المتفحش ولا الصياح في الأسواق. Jabir bin Abdullah رضي الله عنهما relates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah does not love the one who is quick with obscenities and coarse language. There are two words here, فاحش and متفحش. فاحش is somebody who is naturally very obscene, and mutafahish is somebody who deliberately talks obscene or tries very hard to be vulgar and obscene. Some people are naturally of this temperament, and some are not like that, but they make themselves like that just to show others. So both are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one is one who yells, makes lots of noise in the marketplace. The marketplace is mentioned here because that generally that's where people would gather and make noise. So it just means that Allah doesn't like people who are excessively loud all the time for no reason. You know, just always shouting and screaming. And this is against haya and modesty, which is, and modesty is a virtue and a quality that we should all aspire for. So being very noisy goes against the sifat of haya. This is why it's disliked. عن عبد الله بن مليكة أبي مليكة عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن يهودا أتوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا السلام عليكم. عائشة رضي الله عنها reports that some Jews came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and said السلام عليكم. السلام in their language, which the Jews of Medina used to speak, السلام meant death. So they would deliberately say assalamu alaikum. When you say it fast, you can't tell if they said assalam or assalamu alaikum. But of course, Aisha radiallahu anha, she understood that what they are trying to say is assalam and not assalam. فقالت Aisha wa alaikum. So Aisha radiallahu anha said the same to you. ولعنتullahi and ولعنكم الله وغضب الله عليكم. That death to you, and may Allah curse you, and may Allah's anger be upon you. But Aisha radiallahu anha disliked them, you know, greeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this manner. So she gave this answer. قال so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مهلاً يا عائشة عليك بالرفق. Take it easy, O Aisha. You should be gentle. وَإِيَّاكِ وَالْعُنْفِ and refrain from aggressive language and وَالْفُحْشِ refrain from being violent, being harsh and using aggressive language. قَالَتْ أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ مَا قَالُوا. So Aisha said, yes, Lord, did you not hear what they said? قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعِي مَا قُلْتُ. He said, did you not hear what I said? رَدَدْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ. I just returned their word to them. I just said wa alaykum, which means same to you. For yustajabu li fihim, wa la yustajabu lahum fiya. So my dua will be answered in relation to them, but their dua will not be answered in my regard. Because the rule of making dua against others is that if that person is worthy of the dua, then it's accepted. And if the person against whom the dua is made is not worthy of the dua, then it goes back onto the person who made the dua. So of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not deserve that dua that they were making against him by saying assalamu alaykum. So then it falls back onto them. An Abdullah an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam qaal, laysa al-mu'min bi-t-ta'an wala al-la'an. وَلَا الْفَاحِشْ وَلَا الْبَذِيِّ. Abdullah al-Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, believer is not a person who defames. Yeah, ta'an, who criticizes, defames others. وَلَا الْلَعَان, nor is he one who excessively curses. وَلَا الْفَاحِشْ, no one who uses abusive language. وَلَا الْبَذِيِّ, nor is he obscene. Yeah? Obscene, badi is somebody who talks about very lowly things, very obscene and inappropriate things. Yeah, so a Muslim controls his tongue. He doesn't talk about things which are indecent, and he thinks before he talks. عن عبيد بن سليمان عن أبيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينبغي لذا الوجهين أن يكون أمينا. Rasulullah said, a double-faced person should never be trusted. A person who says one thing in front of some and something in front of others, okay? So he has, he's like, you know, this kind of person is known as a two-faced person. So this person is not trustworthy. And Islam discourages being not being trustworthy. Islam encourages us to always be trustworthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly pray in his khutbah, La imana liman la amana dallah. The one who has no trust has no iman. Okay, so being trustworthy is an important part of our faith and our iman. So it is not appropriate for so a two-faced person cannot be an ameen. He's not trustworthy. And Abdullah radiallahu anhu qala, الأم أخلاق المؤمن الفحش. That the most blameworthy character that a believer could have is the use of shameless language. Yeah. So it's very important to watch our tongues. Swearing and cursing, these kind of words should be avoided. سمعت علي بن طالب عليه السلام يقول لعن اللعانون قال مروان الذين يلعنون الناس. علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه said that cursed will be those who excessively curse others. Marwan explained that Marwan bin Muawiya, one of the narrators of this hadith, he said that meaning those who curse others. He explained it. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن اللعانين لا يكونون يوم القيامة شهداء ولا شفعاء. Those who excessively curse others on the day of Qiyamah will not be witnesses or intercessors. الشهداء الله تعالى says ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء وجئنا بكم شهيدا. It comes in a hadith that the Ummah on the day of Qiyamah, and the prophets will come, the people will complain that ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير, that we did not receive any warning, no prophet came to us, no one told us. So the Allah Ta'ala will say to the prophets, the previous prophets like Nuh and Aad and Thawud, Hud and Salih alayhi wa salam, the people that were sent to Aad and Thawud, Allah will say to them that do you have any witnesses? So the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come forward and say, Ya Allah, we are witness, we testify that they delivered your message. So Allah Ta'ala will say to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how can you be a witness when you were not present? So they will say, Ya Allah, we read it in the Quran, which is your kalam, and your kalam cannot be false. Therefore, we testify that these prophets are saying the truth and the people are lying. So, even though there won't be any need for any proof, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a system on the day of Qiyamah to show His fairness, to show His adl, that everything will be based on proof. So the testimony of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be accepted, and therefore this will be a huge honor for the Ummah. They will be shaheed for the prophets. This will show the status of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of all other Ummahs. So on that day, certain people will not be allowed this virtue and this high status of being shaheed. And who are these people? They are those who curse excessively. So they cannot be shaheed, wala shufa'a, and they will also not be shufa'a, which means they will not be able to intercede for others. Okay? On the day of Qiyamah, many, you know, our friends, our family members, who may be in a difficult position at that time, then we will be permitted, inshallah, to intercede for them. But these people who always curse others will not have the virtue of being allowed to intercede for others. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينبغي للصديق أن يكون لعانا. That a siddiq cannot be a curser. Later in the book, there's actual hadith coming after about three hadiths that Rasulullah said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you are a siddiq, how can a siddiq be a curser? Okay, so a siddiq is the highest level of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-salihin. So after prophethood, the highest rank that a person can attain is the rank of a siddiq. Okay? The rank of Nabi cannot be achieved through effort and hard work. It's something that is Allah has chosen certain people to be a Nabi, and nobody else can assume or can achieve that rank. But after that, the highest rank is the rank of a Siddiq. So if you are on such a high rank of Siddiq and you enjoy this much closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can that same person be one who excessively curses? So a siddiq cannot be a curser. So if we want to achieve this rank of siddiqiyat, then we should also cut out cursing and abusing others with our tongue. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال ما تلاعن قوم قط إلا حق عليهم اللعنة. When people exchange curses, then they will become worthy of curses. Curses will befall them. Like we mentioned earlier, that when one curses another or prays against another, makes a dua against another, then if the person is not worthy, it comes back onto the person who made that. Okay? And this is why Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri over here has mentioned a story from a hadith, which is mentioned in Sahih Muslim and Riyadh al-Salihin as well, that once the Sahaba were traveling and a man cursed his camel. So Rasulullah said, now get off the camel, unload the camel, and you know, use another camel. Because since you've cursed this camel, the camel is cursed now. Meaning that your dua will be accepted, and the camel will become cursed. So don't ride on that camel now. We don't want that camel to be amongst us, a cursed camel. Send it away. Maybe Rasulullah did this deliberately to teach them a lesson that don't curse your animals in the future. مَابُلْ مَنْ لَعَنَ عَبْدَهُ فَأَعْتَقَهُ. What the Sahaba would do if they did la'nat on their slave, then they would free that slave. أَنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَعَنَ بَعْضَ رَقِيقِهِ فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ اللَّعَانُ وَصِدِّيقُونَ. Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه cursed one of his slaves. So Rasulullah said, Ya Abu Bakr, you know, a Siddiq and a La'an at the same time, they don't match. You're either one or the other. How can you be both? Kalla wa Rabb al-Ka'ba. No, by the Rabb of the Ka'ba. And he said this two or three times, meaning that no, a La'an can't be a Siddiq. Wa a'taqa Abu Bakr yawmaydin ba'da laqiqihi, thumma ja'a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala la a'ud. So look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's humbleness, that when he heard this, he freed some of his slaves, and then he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said that I will not do this again. I won't curse my slaves again. So from this, Imam Bukhari is also indicating that if a person curses their own slave, it's better for them to then free that slave, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did. And from there we also learn that we shouldn't curse our slaves. If you can't curse a slave, how can you curse somebody else? People curse their own children, their own parents, their own family members. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, don't curse your own slave, but your own, how can you curse others? Right? So we should withhold our tongues from cursing others. This is not befitting a Muslim, especially a Muslim who aims to be a Siddiq, who aims to be a wali of Allah and a close friend of Allah, should not be somebody who goes around cursing others excessively. And Samura radiallahu anhu qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tala'anu bi la'natillah wa la bi ghadab Allah azza wa jal wa la bin nar. Do not invoke God's curse on one another, nor God's wrath. I mean, don't pray for Allah's anger upon certain people. Wala bin nar, and no with the fire. Meaning, never make dua that Allah punish others with Jahannam, with fire. What benefit is there to us? Why would you make such a dua against someone? And if they don't deserve that dua, then the dua comes back on the speaker. So you should be very careful before making such la'nats and duas. Babu la'an al-kafir. Is it okay to curse a kafir? So the hadith says, قَالَ قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُدْعُ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَالَ إِنِّي لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لَعَانًا وَلَكِنْ بُعِثُ رَحْمَةً. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, pray against the mushrikeen. pray to Allah to punish the mushrikeen. So Rasulullah replied that I was not sent as a cursor, I was sent as a mercy. Okay? So even though it is permissible to pray against the mushrikeen in general, but still, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq were of the highest level. He preferred to be a mercy than a cursor. So that's why he didn't curse the kuffar even when he could. He didn't pray against them even when he could. Even when Jibreel said on the occasion of Ta'if that I can destroy all of the people between the two mountains. But he said, no, don't destroy them. I hope that, you know, from their progenies, some believers may appear. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi was extremely soft-hearted. He was a mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ It was a mercy for all the worlds. So he didn't like to curse others. So we should also act upon his sunnah and not curse without reason. بَابُ النَّمَّام Nammam, in Urdu we call it chugli, tail bearing. Okay? When you go to one person and say, so-and-so said this about you, so-and-so said this about you. And in this way, you cause enmity and hatred between two parties. So this is also a major sin, and it's been spoken about in the hadith. Hadith says, I'll just read it. عن حمام قال كنا مع حذيفة فقيل له إن رجلا يرفع الحديث إلى عثمان. That somebody said, this person, you know, takes words to Uthman. Uthman رضي الله عنه خليفة. Usually when you have a person in position of authority, then you always get some people who try to get close to them by what young people call snitching, okay, by talking about others, telling about others that this person does this, this person said this. So this is a bad habit. Even if it's true, it's still a bad habit, right? And the Quran says, "Wala tajassasu," don't look for other people's faults. But to look for other people's faults and then to tell others about them, even if they are true, is wrong. Unless it's done for purpose of istilah. There is some need for it. For example, the person is going to harm someone, so by you telling them, you can stop that harm. Or that person themselves needs to be told, and the person you're telling will be able to explain to them. So in these cases, exceptions. But otherwise, to just go around telling about others is not a good thing. It's not praiseworthy. So they said this person tells Uthman everything. You know, he goes to Uthman radiallahu anhu and tells him things. وَقَالَ حُزَيْفَ So حُزَيْفَ radiallahu anhu said, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَتَّاتٌ That a slanderer or a tale bearer will not enter Jannah. عن أسماء بنت يزيد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بخياركم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said should I tell you who are the best amongst you قالوا بلى they said yes do يا رسول الله قال الذين إذا رؤوا ذكر الله those who when they are seen Allah is remembered. Okay? This is the sign of a true friend of Allah, that when you're in their company you feel more inclined to remember Allah. You feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they are seen, Allah is remembered. أَفَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِشِرَارِكُمْ Should I tell you of the most evil amongst you? قَالُوا بَلَا I said, yes, please do, Ya Rasulullah. قَالَ الْمَشَّاءُونَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ Those who go around, who walk around telling tales, yeah, talking about others, tale bearing, talking about others. المفسدون بين الأحبة who spoil relations between intimate friends. Okay, that by doing this, you know, yeah, people get on really well because this person said that about you, that person said this about you, this person said that about you, and in this way they spoil people's relations. الباغون للبراء العنتة and who seek to bring affliction to innocent people, the who try to cause harm and cause enmity and cause problems between people who are completely innocent and put them into difficulty. Right? So somebody is innocent, they haven't done anything wrong, and still somebody tries to, you know, accuse them of a crime or put them into some hardship which they don't deserve. So the worst of worst people are those who basically cause harm, cause hardship, cause difficulty, cause enmity amongst people. Whereas the best people are such that when you see them, you just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Babun man sami'a bi fahishatin fa afshaha. If you hear of something indecent, then you shouldn't spread it. You shouldn't tell others about it. You should hide other people's sins. You shouldn't publicize and advertise when you see something wrong and something bad from somebody. You shouldn't tell others about it. And Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam qala al-qa'il al-fahisha wal-ladhi yushi'u biha fil ithmi sawa'un. The one who says indecency and the one who spreads it are equal in sin. Okay? One person said something indecent, sort of in private, and then you record it and spread it around, or you tell everyone, this person said this. So even when you're narrating from that person, you're just telling other so-and-so said this, you're repeating it. And by repeating it, you're spreading it. So you're just as bad as that person. Maybe that person said it in front of 5, and you spread it in front of 50 or 100 by putting it on WhatsApp, by putting it on YouTube or Instagram, you spread it to thousands. So you are worse than that person who did it in private. Okay? So if someone does something wrong, hide it, disclose it, don't publicize it in front of others. Many a times when you mention something bad, like a evil sin or wrong, then others are inclined to do it. Okay? For example, you saw somebody committing a sin. So if you're going to go out and guess what this person did, so that person did. So by you telling others, you'll give others ideas. Now other people might become inclined and feel like doing that sin. That's why Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that they are both same in sin. And Shubayl bin Awf. قال يقال من سمع بفاحشة فأفشاها فهو فيها كالذي أبداها. But whoever broadcasts an indecency after having heard of it is like, or is this party in the same way as the one who started it. So if there's some evil, try and bury it, try and stop it, try and conceal it, try not to publicize it and make it open to everyone. أنا أطائي أنه كان يرى النكالة على من أشاع الزنا يقول أشاع الفاحشة. The view of Ata. This is Ata ibn Abi Rabah from the senior Tabi'een. So he used to say that if a person spreads zina, meaning tells others of zina, talks to others about zina, he should also be punished because he has publicized adultery. Meaning a person who talks about zina in public, that somebody did zina and he tells everyone this person did this, you know, then they should be punished just like the person who did the zina. Again, because number one, you're exposing another sin, and number two, that by talking about the sin, you will encourage others to do the sin, or you'll desensitize people from the sin. When you talk about it, it doesn't seem like anything big anymore. So that's why he said that a person also deserves punishment, just like the person who does the sin deserves a punishment. This is a new chapter starting now, and it's a long chapter. So, inshallah, we'll study from Bab al-Ayyab in the next lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وجزاكم الله خيرا.